is Rebecca. Welcome to our poetry recital.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And as a traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, for it was because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for those the passing there, was just had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, and leaves no step had trodden black. I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that made all the difference.
It's the deadly eye, not a yummy pie. Look away as you walk by, 'cause whoever looks at it surely will die. Good thing you didn't. You did? Goodbye. I'm sorry I got angry. I guess I lost my head. It really doesn't matter. I'll borrow yours instead. I'll have it back by Friday. You won't miss it at all until you can borrow my brother's basketball. I'm the dragon of Grimly Grun. I breathe fire as hot as the sun. When a knight comes to fight, I toast him on sight like a hot crispy cinnamon bun. When I see a fair damsel go by, I just sigh a fiery sigh, and she's baked like a tater. I think of her later with a romantic tear in my eye. I'm the dragon of Grimly Grun, but my lunches aren't very much fun, for I like my damsels medium rare, but they always come out well done.
What If by Shel Silverstein. Last night while I lay thinking here, some what-ifs crawled inside my ear. They pranced and partied all night long and sang their same old what-if song. What if I am dumb in school? What if they've closed the swimming pool? What if I get beat up? What if there's poison in my cup? What if I start to cry? What if I get sick and die? What if I flunk that test? What if green hair grows on my chest? What if nobody likes me? What if a bolt of lightning strikes me? What if I don't grow taller? What if my head gets smaller? What if the fish don't bite? What if the wind tears up my kite? What if they start a war? What if my parents get divorced? What if the bus is late? What if my teeth don't grow straight? What if I tear my pants? What if I never learn to dance? Everything seems swell. And then the nighttime what-ifs strike again. When I go down the sandy shore, I can't think of anything I want more than to live by the blooming blue sea as the seagulls float around about me. I could run about when the tide is out with the wind and the sand, the sea all about, and the seagulls are swirling and diving for fish up to live by the seas.
Why my homework is missing. Deep down in my wooden desk, Luke is a monster, takes my stuff, and he takes my compost pencil, he eats my homework, and he takes my pencil, and that's why he takes it.
Homework sits on top of Sunday, squashing Sunday flat. Homework has the smell of Monday, homework's very fat. Heavy books and piles of paper, answers I don't know. Sunday evening's almost finished, now I'm going to go do my homework in the kitchen, maybe just a snack. Then I'll sit right down and start as soon as I come back. For some chocolate sandwich cookies, then I really do all that homework in a minute. First I'll see what new show they've got on television in the living room. Everybody's laughing, they've got misery and gloom. Andy full refrigerator are where I am at. I'll just have another sandwich. Homework's very fat.
I'm poison tester, taster, churn. I'm here to taste your food for you, 'cause you can die in a half a minute if there's one drop of poison in it. The lemonade to quench your thirst, you better let me taste it first. It's okay, but these poison berries, I'll make sure they're not poison berries. No, they're safe, but that burger might be deadly. It's all right. And now I'll test you the hot fudge sundae. Let's hope I'm not dead by Monday. It seems okay, but the poison could be in the very last bite, so leave it for me. Well, it's all safe, and my job is through. See how I risked my life for you?
Was Brickley in the Slidey Toast, the Dire and Gimble in the Wig, Mimsy were the Borgroves, and the Moan Rass out Grib? Beware the Jabberwocky, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird in the shun for the Furmish. Bandersnatch, he took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the Maxon foe, he sought so rest. He by the tum-tum tree, he stood a while in the thought in the unfinished brew. He stood the Jabberwocky with the eyes of flame, came whiffling through the slumber wood, verbal as it paneled. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through and through. The vorpal blade went snickety-snack. He left it dead and with its head. Passed through slain, the Jabberwocky come to my arms, my Flemish boy. Off Rabage Day, Kalush Kalay, he courted in the joy. Twas Brickley and the Slidey Toast did Gyre and Gimble in the way. All Mimsy were the Borgroves and the Moan Rass out Grib.
I do not want to go to bed. I like to stay up late. I'm bouncing off the bedroom walls and frankly feeling great. I'm dancing like a maniac instead of counting sheep. My mom says, time for bed, and my dad yells, get your butt to sleep. I don't know what my bottom has to do with anything, but that's okay because I'd rather jump around and sing. I don't know what it was that made me feel this wide awake. Could it have been the Red Bull or the double chocolate cake? I wonder if the 7 cups of coffee plus dessert of Hershey bars and Skittles are what left me this alert. Whatever it turns out to be that made me feel this right, I hope I track it down so I can stay up every day.
Pumpkin, pumpkin on the pumpkin, pumpkin big and round, pumpkin, pumpkin on the ground. With my finger, I will trace a smile upon your orange face.
For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost. For want of the rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. There's no one to talk with. I'll talk with the shoe. He has a tongue and an inner sole too. He's always so straight and neat, but all he talks about is feet.
Feet, feet.
With a poem in your pocket and a pocket in your pants, you can rock with new rhymes. You could skip, you can dance, and whatever you do, that poem in your pocket would be a part of you. Nothing can take it and nothing can break it. That poem in your pocket becomes a part of you. Go swoop, go soar. Go swoop, go soar. Flocking, flying, goes galore. Goes wheel, goes wing. Clamorous chorus, goes sing. Goes gather, goes wait. Goes screech, goes squawk, goes screech. By buoys on the beach. Goes gather, goes together. A raucous, caucus, bird of a feather.
Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is like a broken wing that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams go, life is like a barren field frozen with snow.
The Legoma team. My teacher gets angry, she makes a commotion. Why can't you sit still? Your ollies are motion. I promise I'll stop, I promise I will, but then I look down and I'm not staying still. I'm bowing my head, I'm tapping my foot. My booty is bouncing, why won't you stay fit? My hands are like monkeys, they're jumping around. I try and try, but I can't keep them down. And like a harpoon, they stone on the ocean. My body's a soil of continuous motion. I'm really not rotten, I'm really not mean, I'm just a little wiggle routine.
What ran under the rose bush? What ran under the stone? Could it have been a shadow running away alone? Maybe a fairy shadow, slipping away at dawn to guard a gleaming pot of gold for a busy leper.
I'm pretty sure my parents are pretending they're sick. I know this because I taught them both to do this little trick. You blow your nose and hold your head and calm your brain is breaking and so. A pro like me would know my folks are clearly faking. A little thing I learned at school convinced me I was right. My parents are supposed to meet my principal tonight. An inch of blue ribbon flies in pipes twice, flies out again. My favorite? My eyes love geranium. My nose loves freesia, lovely lily. A leaf for only a day. Take good care of yourself.
What my parents should know about my brother. He wakes me in the morning. He keeps me up at night. He messes up my bedroom. He starts a pillow fight. He grabs the channel changer and will not give it back. He then tells her parents, then I give him a smack. He blows straw wrappers at me when we're in the restaurant and buys dumb birthday presents and I would never want. I want my parents both to know my brother makes me sore. I hope that they'll understand I do not want one more.
Last night I had a crazy dream that I was teaching school. My teachers turned into kids and I laid down the rules. I gave them 100 history books to memorize each night and made them read them on their head without turning on the light. I sent them on a field trip to the outskirts of Mongolia and gave an overnight assignment to grow a 20-foot purple magnolia. I asked them how many awful grief can cause how many tears, and if they got one answer wrong, I just hung them by their ears. And if they ever laughed or talked in class, I pinched until they cried louder and louder till I woke up feeling very satisfied.
The dogs I know have many shapes, for some are big and tall, and some are long and some are thin and some are fat and small, and some are little bits of fluff and have no shape at all.
How to make a swing with no rope or board or nails. First, grow a mustache 100 inches long, then loop it over a hickory lip. Make sure your limp is strong. Now pull yourself off the ground and wait until the spring, then swing.